Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for today we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into communion and connection with the ground of being God in us as us. And on this Palm Sunday, I want us to take a deeper look into the significance and always the metaphysical meaning of this occasion. I think we're going to start with the sacred text to begin with, from Luke 19:28-38. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they have seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." My beloved, as always, we can take what we read in the Bible as literal or allegorical, metaphorical, or even a combination of all of them. And up to the individuals as to which they choose or how they choose to decipher it. For me, I'm always wanting to look deeper. What is the meaning? Just don't take it on its face value, because always there are things that are deeper. We know, as Jesus taught, there is always a deeper meaning to his parables, to which he shared later with the disciples if they hadn't understood. And so there's a couple of things that I want to share about the sacred text that we just listened to this morning. And it is I'm going to do it in kind of two parts. We look to Jesus as the example, as the way sure, as the one that was demonstrating to us not only our own divinity, but the fact that we were royals as well. And in everything that he taught, he was speaking not only of himself, but of our character. So when he said, I am the light of the world, he was also saying to us, you are the light of the world. When he was proclaiming that he was king, he was also proclaiming that we were queens and kings as well. That we shared this joint royalty with him, because we were all sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so it is this thing that we seem as we incarnate in this physical form, we forget our divinity, we forget our royalty, we forget our light. We allow whatever the conditions, the experiences, the circumstances of growing up and living in this world to have diminished it or dimmed it or totally dissolved it. And the message that Jesus taught all those thousands of years ago are still relevant, are still pertinent, and are still necessary for us to remember now in this day and age. Jesus was not the exception. He was the example. But we have forgotten this, making him to be the one and only. He told us that we would do greater works than him. We are yet to know anyone that's done anything greater than Jesus. Excuse me. Because we have not fully embraced in totality our divinity, our royalty, our light. We have days, maybe, or moments within days when we are aligned with that. But for the most part, that drops out of our consciousness. We forget, or we feel unable or unworthy to embrace it or acknowledge it. Jesus knew through all his acts and actions that they would be carried throughout time. I don't think he anticipated that perhaps some of his words or teachings would be quite as distorted in the way that it has, or that so many different denominations, or what he didn't coin it, but what was called and coined Christianity, would develop. Jesus was a Jew. He didn't instruct us to do anything other than to love our neighbors and to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And so when we look at the reading and we look at the teaching, let us remember the colt that he instructed his disciples to go and bring was unblemished. The colt, being the youngster of the donkey of the ass, is a very humble creature. It is a symbol of humility and peace, also symbolizing the house of King David, a sign of royalty through which he had descended from. The donkey also symbolizes meekness, gentleness. Jesus didn't come in on a horse that signifies war and pride, but on something that represented humility. We can also look at the donkey, as we've shared previously, as a representation of our animal nature, that side of us that needs to be sat upon, that needs to be squelched, that needs to be submitted, subjugated. There are aspects of our nature, our animal nature, that side of us that wants what we want regardless of the cost to somebody else, or that thinks we're more important or superior to someone else. Jesus demonstrated that we have to sit on that side of our nature and embody what the the donkey, the colt, represents humility, meekness. And it is this reminder that we are constantly called, not just in this Holy Week, but throughout, to align ourselves with God, with the Spirit within, with the divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence that is right where we are, to strengthen us, to embolden us, to enliven us, that we may truly embrace this Palm Sunday. As Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and we remember that Jerusalem is the city of peace, excuse me, it's that consciousness in man that is spiritual peace. The invitation is that we are to enter into that spiritual consciousness of peace, our own internal Jerusalem, that we are to find within ourselves that level of peace that passes all human understanding. Jesus knew off the get-go that he had then declared it, I am that I am. He knew it. And everything he attached to his I am was that was positive, that which was constructive, that which was uplifting, that which he wanted to show and present to the world. And so as we rise into that, up into that spiritual consciousness, as we enter into the Jerusalem, our own Jerusalem, we too have to claim our true I am identity, recognize that we are sovereign, that we are royal, that we are divine. Palm Sunday isn't just a historical something you read in the Bible. It's an invitation to claim your divine sonship or daughtership, your queen or your king, for yourself. As he entered into Jerusalem, the disciples were shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna! Rejoicing! The hosannas of the rejoicing multitudes spreading their garments and their branches before Jesus, so could represent us, or representing our thoughts, paying joyful obedience and homage in our consciousness to the God in us as us. As we're doing so, we are getting our consciousness to transcend our error thoughts, our base nature, our animal nature. We can shout, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. We can allow our Christ consciousness to come forth. Beloved, as always, the invitation is not to take whatever it is, whether it's this Palm Sunday or Maundy Thursday or Good Friday or Easter, something that's happening or happened 2,000 plus years ago. It's an invitation for us to embrace both our divine spiritual royalty as sons and daughters, as prince and princesses, kings and queens of the Most High. It's an invitation for us to enter up into the consciousness of peace, of spiritual peace, that peace that can look to the storms and sleep calmly in the back of the boat and then rise and say, peace, be still. It is that spiritual peace that even when he is in the Garden of Gethsemane asking for this cup to be taken away from him, that can say, not my will, but yours be done. It is that spiritual peace that when he's nailed on the cross can say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This Palm Sunday is an invitation to embrace your royal, divine, spiritual self. And in doing so, enter into that consciousness of spiritual peace that passes all human understanding. I have two poems that I want to share today. The first is entitled What Have We Learned by Lloyd C. Taylor, Sr. They shouted with praises, reaching the sky, pushing and shoving to see Jesus pass by, crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, glory to the King. He comes to us today, great joy he doth bring. They threw down the palm leaves covering the way, clearing the way for his entrance that day, raising joyful voices as praises filled the air. The day had come, God answered their prayer. But in a short time, they changed their chant from joyful noise to a mob's hate-filled rant. From Hosanna, Hosanna, as when he was praised, to crucify him, as their anger blazed. In disbelief, we might question why they turned. But maybe the question is, what have we learned? The second poem is unknown. Ride on, Lord Jesus, upon a colt, over cloaks, under branches, ride on, Lord Jesus. Toward the city, through its gates, past the crowds, ride on, Lord Jesus. As hosannas fade and enemies sneer, as dangers closes and friends falter, ride on, Lord Jesus, showing the way, teaching the truth, bringing life for all in the name of the Lord. Ride on, Lord Jesus. My story this morning is a short one. It's from A Long Walk to Freedom by Nelson Mandela. It says, during Nelson Mandela's 19 years imprisonment on Robben Island, one particular commanding officer was held, but one particular commanding officer was the most brutal of them all. A few days before Badenhorst's departure, I was called to the main office. General Stein was visiting the island and wanted to know if we had any complaints. Badenhorst was there, and I went through a list of demands. When I had finished, Badenhorst spoke to me directly. He told me he would be leaving the island and added, I just want to wish you people good luck. I do not know if I looked dumbfounded, but I was amazed. He spoke these words like a human being and showed a side of himself we had never seen before. I thanked him for his good wishes and wished him luck in his endeavors. I thought about this moment for a long time afterwards. Badenhorst had perhaps been the most callous and barbaric commanding officer we had had on Robben Island. But that day in the office, he had revealed that there was another side of his nature, a side that had been obscured but still existed. It was a useful reminder that all men, even the most seemingly cold-blooded, have a core of decency, and that if their hearts are touched, they are capable of changing. Ultimately, Badenhorst was not evil. His inhumanity had been foisted upon him by an inhuman system. He behaved like a brute because he was rewarded for brutish behavior. Excuse me. I believe that is a clear example of someone who had not allowed his animal nature to be subjugated. He had not sat upon the colt. He had not sat upon that base nature that allowed him to operate so brutally. And yet, there was still hope for him as he had a realization as he was leaving and was able to wish them the best. Somehow his light that is in all of us, managed to escape through a crack and for him to express his divinity. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Be a Light. The first quote comes from Pierre Vilayat Inayat Khan. Light could be the ladder that raises the soul towards its highest ideal. The second quote comes from the Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, who says, Illumination will come as a man more and more realizes his unity with the whole, and as he constantly endeavors to let the truth operate through him. The author writes, Joanne Bloom says that the coming into our luminosity is a choice that takes time and patience. It isn't reserved for the special few, but is in all of us. Coming into our luminosity means finding the insights into ourselves and seeking Spirit's guidance as we move through life. We experience it when we realize our oneness with Spirit. Composer Johann Brahms said, I always contemplate my oneness with the Creator before commencing to compose. I immediately feel vibrations that fill my entire being. Author John Randolph Price tells us, we need to awaken to the masters we were meant to be. We must accept our true identity and let it live through us. Christhood isn't something we come into in the future. It is here right now. It is ours any time we move to a higher vibration. Writer Hugh Prather said, the secret to finding God is to understand there is no great spiritual attainment that must come first. Anyone who wants to feel God's presence will feel God's presence. Spirit's guidance comes in many ways, an image, a dream, a nudge, a feeling, a sudden knowing. When we ask for guidance, we receive an answer. Our job is to make the space for it to come into our awareness, which means we must set aside some quiet time to listen for God's response. Ram Dass explained the process wonderfully. As you walk down the street, you can tune in your receiver into the world on any number of channels. Each way of tuning creates a very different street, but the street doesn't change. You do. My beloved, the invitation for this Palm Sunday as we enter into Holy Week is to truly make it a holy week in our lives, to open up to the alignment, to the remembrance of our royal divine heritage, to enter into that spiritual consciousness, the Jerusalem within us, so that we may open up our hearts and minds to the Spirit of Christ coming in this week. So we can go about all that we have to do in the alignment with Spirit within us. This Holy Week is an invitation to take more time, as this whole Lenten journey has been about deepening in Spirit, deepening in our connection and our communion with the God in us as us. Everything that Jesus taught and demonstrated was an example for us to follow. That is why he is our way-shower. This Holy Week is an invitation to raise our vibration, that we can have whatever it is that we need to crucify and have our resurrection experience into a higher vibration, a greater alignment with the divine that is right where we are. This Palm Sunday, let us sit upon our lower nature. Let us rise up into the Jerusalem, the spiritual consciousness of peace. Let us embrace the humility, the humbleness, the meekness of the cult. This Palm Sunday, let us inwardly shout Hosanna, blessed be the name of he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within, to bring our attention to our breath, as we honor this body temple, and if we only do it once a week, we take time to offer gratitude for how this body temple operates without us consciously directing it. And as we take 3 deep breaths in, let us always remember the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional as we take 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life of God itself as we take in and breathe in deeper. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Bring your attention down into your heart. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the heart does without you, thinking about it as it pumps the life-giving blood around your body. Inhale and affirm, "This is my breath as I breathe in love." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out cruelty." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in joy." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out impatience." Now place your attention on your kidneys and the back, the lower right side. Take a moment and acknowledge the work the kidneys do, eliminating the waste and toxic substances from your body. Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out fear." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in calmness." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out stress." Now bring your attention around to your liver, the right side of the body under the rib cage. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that the liver does as it detoxifies the blood and combats infection. Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in kindness." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out anger." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in generosity." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out frustration." Bring attention to your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude how it brings in the air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen around your bloodstream. Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in honesty." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out oppression." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in courage." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Bring your attention down into your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work the stomach does, how it breaks down and stores the food. Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in fairness." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety." Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. Take a moment to acknowledge all the other systems that go on within the body that we, again, take so much for granted. The nervous system, the skeletal, the respiratory, the muscular, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the urinary, the circulatory, the integumentary, the reproductive, the digestive system. All of these systems that make up your body temple of God. All these systems that we take for granted. But in this moment, we're acknowledging with gratitude for the health and the wholeness and the right and perfect expression of our body. Now affirm, the divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being. Renewing it after the pattern, the Christ within me. Always we like to take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience for a week ahead. And maybe take a moment to remember your word, your one word that you chose at the beginning of the year. To reflect and see if you have embraced, embodied, expressed that one word. No judgment, no criticism. And see that which you wish to be, do, or have, or experience in this coming week. Whether this coming week you're looking to express or experience your word, or whether this coming week you're going to make a conscious effort to ride your animal nature, to sit upon it, to embrace humility and meekness, gentleness, and enter into the spiritual consciousness of peace, the Jerusalem within you. As always, the choice is yours. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God isn't an old man sitting in the sky in the clouds somewhere, but that God is the life force, the energy, the power, the presence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. The psalmist asks, where shall I hide from thee? If I take residence in the depths of the ocean, thou art there. Or even if I go up to the highest mountains, thou art there. So we know that God is everywhere. Right where we are in this moment, where our loved ones are, for those in hospitals, or anywhere that we choose to think or imagine, the Spirit of the Divine is right there. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, acknowledging you as the absolute mystery, the divine intelligence, spirit of life that is everywhere present, that we live, move, and have our being in this. We ask this Palm Sunday that we open up our consciousness, our being, to remember that Jesus, our way show, was an example to us, for us to follow, for us to enter into the spiritual consciousness of peace that is Jerusalem in us, for us to sit upon our animal nature, to subdue it, and to allow our spiritual, royal, divine self to come to the fore and shine through. That we are to radiate the light that is not just in some of us, but is in all of us, irrespective of our deeds or actions or beliefs or thoughts. Your light, your love, your presence is right where we are. So as we come back to this truth, back to this reminder, back to this awareness, let our hearts and minds truly open to embody it, so that this Holy Week we may continue deepening down in our conscious connection and communion with you. That this Holy Week, that we look upon this Easter experience not just as something that is written about 2,000 plus years ago, but something that is alive and real right here, right now. Mother, Father, God, there is so much happening across our world. There are so many countries where there is conflict and war and strife. Syria to Afghanistan, to Rwanda, to Somalia, to Libya, to Ukraine. There are war that is going on with our individual hearts as well as within individual nations. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our souls, that we may come back to our true identity as sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we may come back to the remembrance that we are all one, one with each other and one with your spirit, your life, your love. That you created this world to be a Garden of Eden for all of us, not just for some of us. So divine beloved, I ask that you touch the world leaders and those that govern, that they would seek the will and the good for the people, as opposed to the interests of those that are seeking more power and more greed. That we all come together to create a world that works for all, a world where peace and love and light is radiating through all of creation. Mother, Father, God, I ask for healing for those friends and loved ones that are not with us at this time, maybe in hospitals or at home, or wherever they may be, for healing physically, financially, mentally, spiritually, in what other ways that any of us may need healing. We know that you said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So I know you know our individual and our collective needs. So I surrender them all to you now for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy. We are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Just take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Excuse me. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am loving, loved, and lovable. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our Science of Mind affirmation and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. Today, I tune my receiver to spirit.
I tune my receiver to spirit.
I listen for the divine guidance.
I listen for the divine guidance.
I know is mine for the asking.
I know is mine for the asking.
Spirit always responds.
Spirit always responds.
I am blessed. Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word or deed.
In thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God, within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God, within and without.
I am the love of God, within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God, within and without.
I am the power of God,
within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination. Rumi says, the lamps are different, but the light is the same. Beloved, as we come towards the close of our Palm Sunday service, just to remind you, we will have our 10 at 10, our Maundy Thursday prayer service, as always, this coming Thursday at 10 o'clock. And we will also have a Good Friday service at 10 o'clock as well. Our closing benediction for today, Palm Sunday. Mother, Father, God, as we enter into this holy week, passing from joy into sorrow and eventually on to elation, may we deepen in our Christ consciousness this holy week. May the journey of this week lead us into the fullness of Christ's love. So my closing song today is Hosanna by Kirk Franklin. Kirk Franklin. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Hey.
Thank you.
Oh, that was Kirk Franklin and Hosanna. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed Sunday. And as we enter into our Holy Week, may we all have a deepening in our communion with God. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our 10 at 10, our Maundy Thursday prayer service.